Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. As of April 19th, 16.6% of Berliners have received one corona vaccination, 7.7% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital had slightly decreased to 151. Yesterday, the Berlin Senate decided to provide emergency financial assistance to tenants after the Federal Constitutional Court declared the rent cap null and void. According to Housing Senator Sebastian Scheel, those who cannot afford their rent repayments, quote, will not be left in a lurch, unquote. Scheel explained that those who are entitled to housing subsidies should contact the responsible district office. There, it will be examined whether the additional financial demands of the landlords can be taken over under the housing subsidy program. Those who are not entitled to housing subsidies or who receive benefits and cannot afford their repayment should receive an administrative loan through the Senate's Sicher Wohnenhilfe program. The prerequisite is a maximum net income of 2,800 euros per month for a one-person household. Per the Senate, the assistance is to be disbursed by the Investitionsbank Berlin, or the IBB, in the form of interest-free loans that must be repaid as a rule. Should tenants, through no fault of their own, however, find themselves unable to pay the money, the loan can be converted, at least in part, into a grant. To apply, one needs a copy of their lease, a certificate of the amount to be repaid, and an affidavit that one is unable to make that repayment. Scheel appealed to all tenants to quickly sort out the arrangements for their back payments with their landlord, because arrears must be paid by May 1st. In addition, he said people should seek advice from tenant counseling services and at the same time called on landlords to waive their claims. Per the Federal Minister of Labor, Hubertus Heil, as of yesterday, for all employees who do not work in a home office, a coronavirus test must be offered by their employers once a week. Moreover, for particularly at-risk employees who have frequent customer contact due to the nature of their work, or for those who perform body-related services at least twice a week. Minister Heil had the regulation approved by the cabinet last week, which means that it goes into force 5 days after publication in the Federal Law Gazette. The type of test is not prescribed. They can be a quick test or a self-test, and costs of these tests must be borne by employers. For employees, testing is voluntary, however. The regulation will initially apply until the end of June. As we've reported over the last months, Berlin investigators are increasingly confronted with human trafficking in the fight against organized crime. The head of Berlin's public prosecutor's office, Jörg Raupach, has announced that many of those being trafficked to Germany without pay or permanent employment are being exploited on construction sites. According to him, there are similar structures in the exploitation in this particular part of the labor market as in others, with wages sometimes less than 2 euros per hour. Those affected then must work off the costs of their smuggling. Raupach went on in the press release to say that in the fight against organized crime, the most important thing is to network better nationwide. The state chairman of the police union, Norbert Sioma, added that more personnel and technical capabilities are also needed to quickly evaluate the evidence. Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt referred to the expansion of the judiciary. The public prosecutor's office was increased by more than 70 positions to 427 in the legislative period that is coming to an end. According to Raupach, the head of the authority, 36 prosecutors in 4 departments alone are investigating organized crime. The Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office seized criminal assets worth just under 25 million euros in 2020, only a fifth of the sum that the courts had ordered to be secured. The official Corona Warning app of the federal government is being expanded with new functions. The latest version 2.0 of the app, which should be available for download by today at the latest, will be expanded to include a check-in function intended to better detect high-risk indoor human encounters in particular. Anyone visiting a store or restaurant, for example, can check in with the app by scanning a QR code, similar to the private Luca app. Users will also be able to create a graphic if they want to host an event themselves. This will then record the location, duration, and event type, but not the names and phone numbers of the visitors. Unlike the Luca app or comparable check-in apps from private providers, contacts are only registered anonymously. Additionally, it's being reported that future versions before summer vacations begin will also display a digital vaccination certificate and also the results of quick tests. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.